The big story that broke yesterday is, once again, this story usually pops up around Christmas time, but I guess they started early this year. Don't block the box. And who better to describe what's going on with this story than our Alice Stockton Rosini. Alice, where are you?
In the box.
I'm in the box. I'm in the box. I am blocking the box. As we speak, I am blocking the box.
Where?
At Broadway. A lot of blocking going down. Just give it a couple of hours. The question this morning, have you blocked the box?
Yes, I've blocked the box.
You have blocked the box.
I have blocked the box.
You are guilty as charged.
I am guilty as charged.
Should you be ticketed $115 because you blocked the box?
Yes, you should, because even though I blocked the box, I think I pretty much knew I was taking that risk. And I definitely blocked three or four cars at least from, let's say, going to the entrance to New Jersey or wherever that major road was.
Do you think it'll ease congestion?
I think it'll stop people from blocking the box.
Where did you meet this guy, Alice?
I cannot reveal my sources. Not everybody's on board with this.
Sometimes you can't really avoid it. You know, you're going through light, suddenly it stops, and you're in the box. I mean, it's not like you're not paying attention. The light just happens to catch you. Or pedestrians. Pedestrians will walk out, especially if you're making a turn, and you get caught in the box.
You're not doing it on purpose.
Exactly.
Well, it's supposed to keep traffic moving. They think that it's going to help with congestion.
Not so much.
No.
I don't think so. Yeah, if anything, it's going to cause more traffic, because now people are going to be wondering if there's a cop there, hesitating, and then that backs up even more, I think.
It is a problem. I mean, I've been where you block the box.
Are you a box blocker, Lynn?
Well, what happens is you're moving along, and you don't know that all of a sudden this truck is going to stop and either say, and then you're screwed.
And then you're still,
you're really right, the collateral damage there.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, I think the point about pedestrians, too, because, you know, I don't own a car, and if you're walking around the city, you get angry at the cars, the guys driving the cars. But every time I rent a car, then I get angry at the pedestrians who pay no attention to anything, and they can follow up the traffic.
Right.
And they sometimes cause the block, you know, the box to get blocked. So it's a big problem.
Yeah.
It's a big problem. Yeah. Because it stops traffic all over the place, and everybody gets, you know, nuts.
Yeah.
But then again, it's New York City, so you can't go anywhere.
Will that ease congestion if you get ticketed for blocking the box?
Ease congestion? No, it'll just piss people off because they don't make enough money anyway.
There you go.
That guy's got a very good point.
So what do they do, Alice? They're putting big X's now on the street at certain intersections?
Yeah. Brand new sign. I took a picture of the brand new sign down here. We don't have a brand new X down here at Broadway and Chambers, but they're coming. They're coming. And, you know, a couple of people also mentioned, you know, that's not solving the problem. We have a congestion problem because there's so many cars in the city and there's nowhere for them to go. So I take public transportation, but I have to drive because I can't depend on my trains. So I had a few of those. But as Michael just pointed out, for pedestrians, they're all for it.
Glad to hear it.
You've never been stuck in a box?
Yes, I have, but I think it's a good thing to do.
You think it's going to solve the congestion problem?
Yes, and I think it then makes intersections clearer for pedestrians to walk.
Okay.
Hey, Alice, you get a sense when people are talking about the congestion pricing policies that they're kicking around here?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, I've been out on the street on that one several times over the years. And, again, it's like, it's not my fault that I have to drive into the city because I can't get to where I need to go when I need to get there, right? So there's a lot of that feeling like, you know, I drive because I feel like I have to. And then there are people who think, you know, if you have to pay to get in, that definitely, you know, fewer people will drive in no matter what, and they'll just change their schedules around. So, you know, it's just a mixed bag. But charging people more, I don't know, is that really fixing the problem? There's too many cars, not enough street. Well, I know. Add another pedestrian plaza. That's what we should do.
Well, that money from congestion pricing is going to help mass transit. I mean, that's what's going to...
Well, that's what they say.
No more pedestrian plazas, because the one in Times Square, the theater owners and the restaurant owners, they can't stand it. It ties up traffic. It discourages people from going to the theater. It takes you an hour to go around the block in a car because of that pedestrian plaza there.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it's like... Maybe, you know, there's some other problems that need to be fixed. You know, it's not everybody in a car. It's like, not my fault. Why
am I
getting
caught? Hey, Alice, what's the fine now for the blocking the box now?
$115.
Yeah.
Wow.
Minimum. Right. Yeah, it's a lot. And they're hiring 50 more cops to enforce it. So, and you know what? We've seen this before. Like, they'll go on these jags where they'll ticket everybody who's blocking the box, or they'll ticket everybody who's on a cell phone, and then they'll stop.
They should hire Robin Bird to be the spokesman for this. You can bang my box, but don't block my box.
What? What is wrong with you, Riedel?
That was her song, Baby Bang My Box. That was Robin Bird. She can go on a public service announcement. Right. You can bang my box,
and
but don't
that,
block my
with
box.
With that, Alice, to all a good night. Thanks, Alice. Appreciate it.
See you guys.
Don't block his box, or don't do the other
don't
thing
Don't bang
either.
It either, Len. I'm telling you.
My
We've only been working together
Riedel,
2 days.
2 days, and you're done here.